Are you ready for an event unlike any other? Straight Talk Podcast and America's Sheriff David Clark present the first ever Badge of Honor Cruise. Sail on Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas from December 7th to 13th for a week that celebrates police bravery and honor. This is not just an event. It's a movement to show support for law enforcement excellence. Join us for networking, podcast sessions, and a black tie gala where courage and honor are not just recognized, but celebrated. The event will feature other distinguished speakers and celebrities, such as Sheriff David Clark, Sheriff Wayne Ivey, Tom Homan, and Sheriff Mark Lamb. Reservations are open for cruise cabins and event badges, including General, VIP, and Partner badges. We're also calling for nominations for officers who've shown exceptional service. Visit badgeofhonorcruise.com to reserve your badge level, book a room, and nominate a hero. Join us in celebrating our men and women in blue. Make your reservations today at badgeofhonorcruise.com.
226 officers lost their lives while on duty in 2022.
Blue lives matter in America.
One of the big hearings going on in Washington, D.C. in the Congress has been about extending this Section 702 surveillance. What is Section 702? It's a segment of the FISA and the court, FISC, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, a lot of this was put in after 9/11, the Section 702, which allows the government to spy. It's supposed to be to spy on foreigners and foreign nationals, not U.S. citizens. But it's being abused, and Congress has been made aware of it, and everybody knows it, and nobody's held accountable. This is what happens when you expand government authority over American citizens. They abuse it. And then they come along with this crap that, well, national security is at stake, you know, and you know, we're getting hit by a terrorist attack. You know what? All of the terrorist attacks that have happened from 9/11 forward have happened even with this crap in place. How about the Boston bombing? Where these two, Sarnaev, I think their name is, brothers, were traveling back and forth from Russia and into the United States. They were in here on visas. They were informed, I think by MI6, the UK's intelligence, that these guys were visiting terror training camps. And they said, you know, we thought you might want to know. Do you think the CIA and our intel agencies and the FBI open up an investigation to follow these guys? No, they were hiding in plain sight. Actually, they weren't hiding anything about what they were doing and what their intentions were. So even with 702 and all these other things, we still get these terror attacks. And so every time there's a threat to pull some of this stuff back in, we get the, well, you know, national security's at risk here. It's sky is falling rhetoric. It's not. Who was it? Ben Franklin that said, you know, he who would sacrifice liberty for a little security deserves neither liberty nor security. And he's right. I'm not willing to give up my individual freedom and my individual protection under the Fourth Amendment to the government for a little security. These people wouldn't know security if it fell on them. They just wouldn't. And every time there's a terror attack, yeah, he was on our radar screen. Well, what does that mean? Were you searching his social media and text messages and emails? No, because they didn't want to offend Muslims. So now this thing is set to expire. And you know, my position is, by the way, I have some knowledge of this process. Said this before, I'll say it again, doesn't make me a know-it-all, but I have an understanding deep inside the bowels of this stuff, and I can expose, and I can smell and I can see the rhetoric, the nonsense that they spew. And I'm talking about these intel officials, including the FBI. They're not really an intelligence agency, but they are involved in spying too. And I just bring it out. I go, don't hand me that crap. Name one. And when these guys come up to the Hill, it's usually guys, these intel officials, FBI, Christopher Wray, and they testify. And that's what they say. Well, you know, national security, well, we got to, you know. Really? Tell us how many terror incidents you have stopped since the implementation of 702 into the FISA Act. Because there is none, or very few, or they're meaningless. They'll find some low-level idiot who, you know, they try to sell weapons to. It's basically entrapment. And then they go out and arrest them and say, hey, we stopped the terror incident. No, you didn't. You planted this idea in this goof's mind. He doesn't have the intellectual capacity. He doesn't have the capability of pulling it off. Here we are again. You know, the FBI wants 702 extended. And I say no. No, I'm willing to risk. Remember what I'd say about risk? There's high risk, medium risk, and low risk. There's no such thing as zero risk. So I would ask the FBI, what category would you put this in, the 702? High risk incidents, medium, or low? Of course, they'd probably lie, because you heard Ray a couple weeks ago, oh, I've never seen so bad since October 7th. I've never seen the threat. He hasn't ever seen anything. So the House is struggling with this or throwing it around. You know, the House has a bill. The Senate has a bill. The House has two bills, one from House Intelligence, one from House Judiciary. The Senate has a Senate Intel bill. And they're trying to, like, mold these things together to come out with something that they can both live with. You have your critics on one side saying, we've had enough of spying. And then you have your people in Congress on the other side who fall for the nonsense. Is, oh, my God, oh, Canada, terror attack. Oh, we're going to get blamed. Oh, I get sick of these people. And like I said, they should call me in to help question these people because they don't know what questions to ask. And the FBI and the CIA and all these other agencies, they know these people don't know what the hell's going on here. We can bamboozle them. Just tell them a terror attack might occur if you end this. They'll all run like their hair's on fire, and they do. So here's a story, Washington Times, House showdown expected between rival bills to overhaul U.S. spy powers. It says, critics say spying tools threaten the constitutional rights when FBI or U.S. intel officials sift through the data without a warrant looking for dirt on Americans. This FISA Act is supposed to apply to foreign nationals. That's why it's called the Foreign Intelligence Security Act and the Foreign Intelligence Security Court. It's not supposed to be used, warrantless aspect, to spy on Americans. And if you think there's Americans involved in terror activities, you have to go get a warrant. And you know what these agencies do? Well, you know, we could have to go get a warrant. It slows the process down. No, it doesn't. I've obtained search warrants. With today's capability, the electronics and stuff in place, you can get a search warrant in short order. And unless these people can prove, as they're spying without a warrant on Americans, that this guy's going to do this tomorrow, that would be exigent. They can never do that. They just say that. Well, you know, it just slows things down. Good. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted. That's what they intended. Here's the process, the Fourth Amendment says. Get a warrant, with very few exceptions. So they come up with this FISA Act to you know, after 9-11, they overcorrect it. And they come up with this FISA Act and, you know, oh, so it never happens again. How many times has it happened since 9-11? A lot. I just named the Boston bombing. I could name others, but in the essence of time here, you know what I'm talking about. Because when one happens, you know, it dominates the news. And the FBI always, yeah, he was on a radar screen. How come you weren't spying on him? Instead, they're spying on Americans without a warrant. Just get the warrant. You want to spy on Americans? The Constitution is clear. Get a warrant. So it says, but national security advocates, as I said, stress the need for it in order to fend off potential global terrorist threats. Sky is falling rhetoric. It's BS. So it says violations of Section 702, which would sunset after 3 years, this is if they extend it again, would be punishable by up to 8 years in prison, which is a good step because currently there's no accountability for violating it. None. Nobody's ever held accountable when it's discovered. Nobody's punished. You know, they're discovered and then it's, oops. And then, you know, we're trying to prevent terror attacks. You people aren't competent. So then it says here, additionally, the Intelligence Committee legislation would create new criminal liability and administrative penalties and increase existing penalties for government officials who engage in a range of intentional misconduct. Well, here's the thing. The problem I have with that. I said, you know, criminal sanctions are a good thing to add to this because none of these people are ever held accountable. The FBI or the CIA or the intel agencies would have to approach the Justice Department with this and say, hey, we want this guy prosecuted. They're not going to do it. Oh, it was just a mistake. It was an oversight. That's what we always hear from Ray and all these other goofs. Well, it was just an oversight. He didn't mean to. She didn't mean to. I get sick of this. And these agents and these violators of this who are violating your individual right to be shielded from unlawful and unnecessary government intrusion into your lives, they know nothing's going to happen to me. In one hearing a couple weeks ago, Chris Perret was asking, does anybody get, they're talking about the Catholic Church thing. Remember that? Got to go back to the last podcast. Talked about that. Ray was asked, are those people going to be held accountable? And he, you know what he said? He said this. Well, they might lose out on their next pay raise. That's the punishment. He said they could. He didn't say they would miss out on their pay raise. He said they could. And you know what that means? You have to, you have to listen critically to these people. Because a follow-up question should have been, like I said, these members of Congress with this oversight, they're the wrong people. They're more interested in, you know, a weekend out in California at a fundraising event and living high off the hog. The question after he said could should have been a follow-up. Director Ray, you said could, but will they? And have him answer that. And then you know what he'll do? Because these people know how to dance. Well, you know, I can't say right now. I'll follow up and get back to you. And then they never do. Which is why all these hearings, it's all theater. It's all saber-rattling. It's all it is. Makes Congress look tough. So here's further evidence that they need to just end Section 702. Not reform it. It's been reformed before. It hasn't made a difference. When the Inspector General goes back and looks, and I've read reports on this podcast about this, when Inspector General finds continued violations of searching Americans without a warrant under this FISA thing, it just continues to go on. It doesn't stop. And it's not going to stop. It's part of the culture. They don't care. But how about the one where Lee was talking to Ray about this analyst who's spying on his mother's husband, who she suspects of cheating on her. And he's using this process to spy on her husband, his dad. Are you kidding me? And then, of course, you know, Lee asked Ray, anything happened to this guy? Well, I don't know. I'll have to follow up. What do you mean? What do you know about what's going on in the FBI, Ray? when something like this of this magnitude is discovered and a memo didn't come to you up the chain of command, look, I was a sheriff. I would have expected this notification to come to me. Hey, here's what we found, boss. Here's what we discovered. Here's what we uncovered. You can only get away so long with, well, I'm not sure. I'm not aware of it. Well, then what do we need you for? And what are you doing here? So anyway, opinion from the Wall Street Journal. How to fix Section 702 surveillance. Section 702 lets government monitor non-U.S. citizens outside the U.S. to protect national security. Non-U.S. citizens. But the authority has come under scrutiny after abuses by some FBI investigation agents who ran searches related to Black Lives Matter protesters and even members of Congress. Lawmakers want to reauthorize the program while protecting civil liberties, but some proposals are better than others. And they go through here talking about the two bills that are proposed. So it says here, again, this is the opinion board, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. It says, our advice to Republicans, it's from the House, obviously, is not to go on record gutting a crucial anti-terror tool out of the peak with the FBI. The vote will haunt members if there's another attack. See that? How come it didn't haunt them after 9/11? How come it didn't haunt them before 9/11? They knew of the 9/11 hijackers. They were informed. There's documentation. Mossad and MI6, Mossad is the Israeli intelligence agency, told them, hey, these guys are flying. They're on a no-fly list. And they knew they were using commercial airlines to fly back and forth. They're on a no-fly list. And when they were informed, how come they didn't do anything? Hey, this guy just flew into the United States. Let's get over there. He's not supposed to be here. They just ignored it. The system was blinking red and they just ignored it. So it says here, renewing it through April is far more preferable to the potential disaster of letting it lapse. There's that sky is falling rhetoric again. Oh, the potential. See, that's why I said risk comes in three categories. High, medium, and low. Not the zero risk, not what's possible, what's probable. Congress can use the extra months to ensure that the FISA reforms, thoughtful changes that won't hamper national security. I don't care about hampering national security. I didn't misspeak. They already have the tools. They don't need to spy on Americans and with no predicate crime. You can't spy hoping to find evidence of a crime. You have to have evidence of the crime and then you can move forward. In other words, you get a search warrant, you have to have probable cause. That means there's evidence of criminal activity and we need a search warrant to further conduct this investigation. You can't snoop on a fishing expedition looking for possible criminal activity and has nothing to do with terror. It says here, Section 702 has helped prevent another terrorist attack akin to 9/11. No, it hasn't. Name it. Put it in here. Tell us when. Tell us which one. This is platitudes. This is hyperbole. Oh, it has helped prevent terror attacks. The FBI uses that. Well, this is prevented terror. Tell us which ones. You know what they'll go into? Well, we can't. It's an ongoing investigation. See, they run circles around these people. It says here, war in the Middle East has increased the threat. Oh, just war in the Middle East has increased it. Then why was this guy spying on his damn dad on behalf of his mom to see if he's fooling around on her? And not just that. There's this. I've talked about this story before from Reuters. FBI misused intelligence database and 278,000 searches, the court says. A U.S. federal court found that the FBI improperly searched for information on a U.S. database of foreign intelligence 278 times over several years, including on Americans suspected of crimes, according to a ruling released Friday. But it's not supposed to be used on that. You go the standard route of a search warrant. The decision by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court was released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The intelligence database stores digital and other information on individuals. The FISA Act allows the FBI to search without a warrant communications of foreigners abroad. Foreigners abroad, not American citizens here at home. So this is a court ruling found the FBI violated rules around the use of the database created under Section 702 of the FISA Act with its searches. Specifically, the court found the searches as part of probes into crimes between 2016 and 2020 violated the rules because there was no, this is what I just talked about, there's no reasonable basis to expect that they would return foreign intelligence or evidence of a crime, although the FBI believed that this was reasonably likely, the decision says. You can't have reasonable suspicion to violate the Fourth Amendment. You cannot do it. You have to have probable cause. And you have to have a go to, you have to go to court. You have to get a judge to sign off on it. Swear to an affidavit. So it says here the revelations came as U.S. President Joe Biden administration is trying to garner congressional support to keep surveillance powers under 702, which is set to expire later this year. So it says the ODNI, the Director of National Intelligence, said the FBI tightened its procedures. No, they didn't. This stuff's been going on forever. And it keeps being discovered, and then, well, we got safeguards in place. No, they don't. Nothing changes. This is a corrupt agency, the FBI, who violates the constitutional and the civil rights of American citizens with no accountability. None. And if they're so good, and if they need this stuff, then how did this happen? I talked about this in a previous podcast. A Q spy for Cuba lived the American dream. Remember they just found this a Cuban spy living in, naturalized U.S. citizen, but living in Florida? 42 years, undetected. 42 years acting as a spy. Yet they need the authority to spy on Americans here at home to prevent this type of activity. That's why I say no. No. End it. Call your Congress member, both Senate and the House, and tell them, not worth it. And use that quote from Benjamin Franklin, because that's what you're going to get. Well, you know, we're doing everything to protect America. You're not protecting me. If you were, a pressure cooker wouldn't have been fashioned into a bomb by the Tsarnaev brothers. Known to the intelligence community here. Killing maimed people at the Boston Marathon. You aren't keeping me safe. What you're doing is you're trampling on my individual liberties, and I don't like it. Thanks for joining me.
When you talk about race, crime, and politics, some folks lose sleep over this, but not me, because I sleep just fine on my Giza Dream Sheets and Pillow from MyPillow, especially this new 2.0. If you haven't gotten yours yet, you are missing out. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Clark, that's C-L-A-R-K-E, and save up to 66% off. The direct link is also available on my website, AmericaSheriff.com. Get a great night's sleep so we can continue the fight. Friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's episode of Straight Talk with yours truly, America's Sheriff David Clark. And a special thank you also goes out to our sponsors. My goal, as always, is to break down these complex and many times controversial issues and bring it to you straight with a little dose of common sense, no media bias, no talking points, just truth. And this podcast would not be possible without your support. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please leave a review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite place to listen. And please share this message of common sense on social media. For more content, be sure to follow me on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This podcast is brought to you by AmericaSheriff.com with executive producer Judy Wilkinson of JL Wilkinson Consulting and producer Josh Wentz in partnership with our friends at Bulldog Media. If you are interested in partnering with Straight Talk Podcasts or having me speak in your area, please contact Judy at jlwilkinsonconsulting@gmail.com. 706-518-2116. That's jlwilkinsonconsulting@gmail.com. Phone number 706-518-2116.